broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith as we are set to bring you the semifinals here for not only AA but AAA and the girls as well. Wrestling action about to get underway here in just a few minutes as they get ready to clear the mats for the AAA side. Nick McGarity of Peters Township, he will be our first wrestler here from Washington Green County wrestling here in this round. We'll also have Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. She'll be the next wrestler for Washington Green County. Other wrestlers to appear this round on the AA side, Braden Walsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Jay Conroy of Ringgold, and Elena Ashby of Trinity and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. It's going to be a great round of wrestling, Greg.
Yeah, excited for this one, Greg. And we've, you know, worked all day to get worked. Really, we haven't worked anything, let's be honest. These wrestlers have worked hard, and certainly the semifinals, you know, a little bit of an appetizer before, obviously, tomorrow afternoon's finals. And, you know, it's exciting to see all three grouping of wrestlers between AA, AAA, and the girls all going at the same time. We're going to see really, you know, the cream of the crop here and who's going to find their way into a championship match tomorrow afternoon.
So I'm not sure if they're going to do a national anthem here. And before we get underway, wrestlers getting set on the mats. But the
I think they are.
Semifinals will be taking place, so we'll make sure to step aside here for just a couple of minutes once they get set for this national anthem. And then we'll be back here with wrestling action from the Giants Center in Hershey. They're announcing right now mats 1 and 2 on the AAA side, 3 and 4 for AA, and 5 and 6 will be for the girls. So they will be doing the national anthem. So we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we will have wrestling action from the semifinals here at Hershey, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. Going to get underway here just momentarily. Nick McGarity of Peters Township. He's going to be taking on Braden Wenrich from Northampton. And if you look at rankings, I know PA Power Wrestling has these two guys, 1 and 2 in the state of Pennsylvania. Shame they have to meet in the semis, but here we are. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, excited to get going on this one as they go quickly go out of bounds. just 7 seconds into the match. And back to the center they'll go.
Into the tie-up they go.
Garrity tried to work on that left arm of Wenrich. Pull that in close to his head as they getting some calling from the official. McGarity in on a shot. Quickly stopped. McGarity will come back up to his feet. Now in a wizard position is Wenrich. McGarity will pull that arm free. Back into a little bit of an awkward tie-up, but back tied up about 45 seconds into this first period.
McGarity, the West champion from Peters Township, a sophomore, 42-4 on the season. Wenrich from Northampton is a freshman, the Northeast champion. He is 43-5 on the season.
Still wrestling on their feet, not a ton of movement right now. Both wrestlers still feeling themselves out a little bit. They'll disengage and fake shot attempt there by Wenrich. McGarity blocks that quick.
40 seconds left here in the opening period. They both wanted to take a shot there. Yep. McGarity got a little bit lower, and now McGarity over top. Elbow being held, though, by Wenrich.
A little bit of a front headlock here. Does McGarity just 15 seconds to go in this one. The official, a quick stalemate. Not a ton of action so far, but again, I think both wrestlers just probably aware of each other a little bit, and nobody wants to make that first mistake.
We're going to be scoreless at the end of one. Winning the flip is Wenrich, and he'll go on the bottom for the second period. Right away, McGarity chopped down. Can't really see, Greg, from what we got. We got an ankle lace, but I'm not really sure what they're... Not much movement happening
there. Yeah, not
there.
A ton. McGarity, yeah, he's got that kind of a... Say, almost look like he had a tight waist there, but no, that left arm looped up under the left arm of Wenrich. Kind of that right arm hooked under the shoulder as well. Laces that left leg now is McGarity. Kind of working on that left side. Is McGarity riding on top here? About 50 seconds into the second period, still no score. Trying to kind of hip down. I think that left leg is still laced as Wenrich up on all fours, able to come back down to his base and clear that leg.
Halfway through the period, about 1 minute to go. Still scoreless. Referee talking to him down there.
Yeah, looks like Wenrich might have McGarity's head a little bit. He kind of gives up on that. McGarity now caught as his hips down on the mat, but is he not getting any near fall points?
Yeah, he's got that leg. He's got McGarity down on his hip in some trouble right now.
Yeah,
trying to shake him down.
Yeah, McGarity just holding on as best he can. Trying to free himself. Stalemate would go a long way here, but I'm not sure he's going to get one.
Now he's going to try to grab for a leg. Switch attempt here. Wenrich close to getting points, but 10 seconds remain.
Trying to step that leg over. There's the leg step over. Still no points given. We're down to 3-2. One, and Nick McGarity able to hang on and ride for the full 2 minutes. Good effort there. As you're right, that last 20 or 30 seconds, he was in some real trouble.
So McGarity keeps it scoreless as they go to the third period. Up to his feet, McGarity tries to hit a switch. Legs in for Wenrich.
Wenrich just kind of trying to tilt him back a little bit.
And he's very close to...
they're both, quite frankly, in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, right, because McGarrity, if he could somehow get that arm free.
Get that right arm free, yep. It's similar. And now McGarrity has that right arm. And
he's got that arm back. He's got the guillotine there. Yeah, he's in some trouble. He's going to give a couple of back points. Got a couple of swipes, did Wenrich. And now McGarrity trying to hop over top, but there's three near falls.
And out of bounds they'll go. Probably the best thing that McGarrity could have there is he's looking over at his coaches and maybe side eye of the official of had that right arm tied up. And give Wenrich some credit there. Oh, that was a tough spot for both wrestlers. He's able to make something out of it. McGarrity, though, up to his feet quick.
3-0 lead a minute ago. Here in the third, both guys just tough on top. McGarrity trying to turn in. Wenrich still has that leg in, trying to get it free as McGarrity. It's close to a reversal here.
They're trying to gotta clear that leg. There's the reversal.
So now 3-2, 45 seconds remain. What's McGarrity going to do here?
He's trying to get near fall points as he's trying to just wheel that shoulder of Wenrich over. Trying to come almost to like a near side cradle, just trying to. But he's a little high on that head now and is. And now he's kind of backwards on him, looking over at his coaches, trying to figure out what to do as he holds on to the ankles of Wenrich.
Stalemate with 20 seconds left.
Again, a big-time stalemate. He needed that to reset. But, yeah, trailing by one, 20 seconds to go, and looks like we're going to get blood time for Wenrich.
What do you do here if you're McGarrity? Wenrich hasn't had a stall call, so even if you put him on your feet, I don't think he gets hit twice for stalling. He can run away. Do you try for a tilt on top, knowing that situation?
I think I would probably lean on bringing him. I think I'd wrestle on my feet here. And he's going to do that. I think just the opportunity to get 3 points is better than trying to tilt with 20 seconds.
Well, it's 4-2 now, and Wenrich goes straight back. He can give 3 stalling calls to tie the match, and no stalling calls in the first 7 seconds.
Yeah, McGarrity's got to go here, got to push that even more.
Snap down, he's still going straight backwards. There's the first stall call. Still has 2 more to be able to give, and McGarrity tries to hop over top. Wenrich catches the leg, and Wenrich, with those 3 back points, will defeat Nick McGarrity of Peters Township 4-2. To knock McGarrity down into the consolations.
Yeah, excellent match for McGarrity. Again, I thought he wrestled a really strong match, certainly after riding through that whole second period, but ultimately unable to keep Wenrich at bay as he rode in the third.
So the next match coming up for Washington Green County will be Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. Right now she is in the hole. Actually, now on deck is that match. Mat 6 just finished up, so she has 1 match to go until she gets out on the mat. So we'll have that one coming up, and from there we will have Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan coming up as well. So we're going to stick here, obviously, with Solomon coming up here in the next match. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more of the action here in just a little bit here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Nick McGarrity of Peters Township unable to advance to the finals. He will come back tomorrow morning and wrestle in the consolations, which are scheduled for 9:30. Coming into this, mention the Washington Greene County wrestlers have 8 opportunities to make it to the finals, so still have 7 more to go in this upcoming semifinal round.
Yeah, and just a tough draw. I mean, you mentioned it, that both these wrestlers, by some accounts, are the
best.
Wenwich
two, yeah.
and McGarrity, that is, ranked as two of the top at 107, and so certainly can never, you know, the draw is what the draw is, but
that's right.
Certainly a tough draw, nevertheless.
Yeah, and when you really look back on that match, right, I mean, McGarrity rode in for the entire second, and you got to be feeling good. But when you have two guys that are just so tough on top, both McGarrity
right.
and Wenrich, and he was able to get that. It was that, I mean, you mentioned it, like they're both in trouble, right? They were both, you know, either they were going to give up, McGarrity was going to give up back points, or he was going to get that reversal.
Right.
He got his reversal, but not before giving up 3 back points.
Yeah, I mean, they were both back exposed, sort of jostling with each other. And I mean, there's how many times in a match are there where, you know, the wrestlers are in a similar position, right? Where you're, you know, side by side, you know, with wizards, or you're, you know, front headlock, you know, those sort of things. And that was just sort of a unique happenstance of how they were both were, and sort of Wenrich had the right arm of McGarrity and ultimately was able to manipulate that arm enough to be able to find those 3 near fall points. And, I mean, you even called during the broadcast, Greg, you thought it was only 2. I mean, it was... You could make an argument that perhaps there was only a 2 count there. I mean, it was that close, I guess, to say. And then obviously the reversal, just not enough. And, you know, and then we talk about Stalin. I mean, unfortunately, that's a reality of the sport, especially at this. When you get to a point, you got to be hit with so many warnings.
Yeah.
And if you go 5.5 minutes without that warning being called the first time, it's really hard to try to push that wrestler to kind of meet your needs and meet you where you need to be to try to tie it up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that was, if it's 2 back points instead of 3, that reversal ties the match, and now you're looking at a potential sudden victory situation. So tough for McGarrity, but he will be coming back here in the consolations, waiting on Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan to get on the mat.
Yeah, that match ahead of her is coming up to the end of the second period there. So just 2 more minutes before Solomon hits the mat.
And then we may have a little bit of a break in between Solomon and Hartman right now on the AAA side of things. Obviously, they just finished 107, right? So they're at 114. Hartman not to 133. So right now it's on deck as 21. In the hole is 27. So really the... You got 3 full matches before, and that's after this one finishes.
Yep.
3 full matches before Hartman would come out. So depending on how long that Solomon match goes, we may either stick here or flip it over to the FM side. They do have a basketball game going on right now. So
Peters Township, I believe.
We'll just pick up that game and let you listen into that for a little bit to hear some Washington Green County sports action until we can get back underway here on the wrestling side of things. With that match in front of Solomon headed to the third period.
And looking at the board right now, Solomon, the only WPIL wrestler. Well, I guess there's a knock wrestler, but sometimes I'm not sure always where knock falls into that. But yeah, Solomon, again, as we mentioned, now under a minute to go in the 106-pound semifinal match ahead of Solomon. Again, Solomon at 112 pounds for Ken McMillan.
Solomon will be wrestling.
Oh, she's wrestling a Brashear girl. What am I saying?
Tamara Humphreys of Brashear. And just look, they have not wrestled one another. But they were in the same bracket, right? So as far as a regional, I better double check that before I say that. But, yes, Humphreys was the fourth place finisher in the West region. She's a senior, 18-5 on the season. Solomon, the West champion, and she's a sophomore, 34-2 on the season. Humphreys has had a run, including beating the South Central champ, Olivia Kearns of Shippensburg, just to get into the quarterfinals. So Humphreys was able to get to the quarters, and then from there had a fall in that quarterfinals over Emily Kivler of Greater Nanticoke to get there. Meanwhile, for Solomon, and that first win for Humphreys was actually a major decision, 14-6. Solomon won by fall in her first match against Earley of York Suburban, and then she was a 8-1 winner over Neva Cologne of Wilson. But Solomon and Humphreys on the mats. And we are underway at 112 pounds on the girls' side here in the semifinals.
Yep. A little bit of engagement here. Shot in by Humphreys. Blocked there by Solomon. It's a sudden victory match over on mat one that you might hear some noise from. Solomon into a front headlock, trying to spin around for Humphreys. Looks like she's got the takedown, and there it is. Marley Solomon with a takedown. 30 seconds in, she leads 3-0.
Good job by Solomon that time, just using her speed to get around behind. And staying in bounds, too, getting some clock to run.
Yeah, you're right. That was just sort of, just using the speed, getting the hand on the backside and just ultimately just spinning a little quicker than Humphreys could keep up with.
.108 to go here in this opening period. Solomon leading 3-0.
Hard down on that right arm as she breaks down Humphreys. Humphreys quickly back up to her base. Humphreys with a lot of energy, but give Solomon credit. She continues to just match sort of the speed of Humphreys and now working hard onto that right wing.
Roll out of bounds. Still 3-0 Solomon. 44 seconds left here in the opening period.
Yeah, I think Humphreys is going to have to find a way to get up to her feet as Solomon, I think, is real comfortable just continuing kind of hanging on that right arm and continuing to break down that way.
So once again, break her down and flatten her out.
Yeah, Solomon again has her broken down completely and just hammering that right arm. Again, trying to wing it back, brings Humphreys back down to the mat.
Now wing in, trying to get that ran, but I saw some swipes. There's some swipes there. As time runs out, they're going to talk. I don't think they gave any back points, though. Thought I saw a swipe, but I guess it does not happen. Neutral the choice to begin the second period for Humphreys, who trails Sullivan 3-0.
Big sudden victory win over on in the 114-pound weight class. They're jumping back to Sullivan as they tie up and push towards the far boards. And out of bounds, Sullivan and Humphreys goes. 1:43 remaining second period.
Stalling call on Humphreys. Just 17 seconds into the period. Couple of head taps there for Sullivan. Now a dive in, really. Looked like it was almost like a tackle.
Yeah. Move. Yeah, threw it by and kind of was exposed there to sort of lay into her.
Down to a minute to go here in the next thing. Now we got a stoppage for headgear. Just over a minute to go in this second period. Sullivan leading 3-0. Can tell Sullivan's getting a little frustrated there on her feet. I think Humphreys has been able to slow her down a little bit. Humphreys in on a shot now. Drives Sullivan back. Sullivan able to get her off the leg.
Yeah, Humphreys' motor, excellent, and you're right. I think kind of just causing a little bit of uncertainty for Sullivan is Humphreys' really good hand fighting here. Both wrestlers trying to get sort of the tie-up that they want.
Now a shot here. Able to try to spin behind. Good job by Humphreys to adjust.
Yeah, a lot of strength there. She was quick there to sprawl back, but then kind of stands up and just sort of chest-to-chest and meets Sullivan to kind of force her back up to her feet. Both wrestlers just really strong with their upper bodies. A lot of hand fighting. Oh. And
hard smack to the head there by Humphreys to Sullivan. And that's going to end the second period. So still a 3-0 lead for Sullivan after two. Her choice, and she's going to go on the bottom.
Yeah, see what Humphreys can do on top. And yeah, for Sullivan, I mean, this is a big point or two if she can get out or reverse and sort of make this a two-move kind of match. As, you know, Sullivan, again, really, or excuse me, Humphreys really good defensively, but I'm not sure her offense is there to score points. And Sullivan quick up to her feet, and she's going to clear herself for a one-point escape. Sullivan now leads 4-0. So now we're going to have to see Humphreys go on the offensive here again. I think that Sullivan's really controlled offensively.
Headlock attempt there for Humphreys, and Sullivan ducks underneath that, spins her to the mat, and now takes her over to her back. Sullivan with the takedown near fall points, looking for the fall, is Marley Sullivan of Canada McMillan. She's up 7-0. She gets the near fall points as she does not get the fall, but she's up 11-0 now.
Yeah, really nice job there just to combo those moves. And again, Humphreys in a bit of a desperation type move. Again, goes for that headlock. Sullivan might have a few more near fall points. Looks like a swipe or two that she got. But doesn't look like any points loaded up quite yet.
Down to a minute remaining in the third period.
Yeah, Sullivan now just, again, you mentioned 50 seconds and just can't let the big move happen here. Can't get caught. And riding on top, she's been successful as she breaks down the right arm of Humphreys and continues to hammer onto that right arm.
And once again, work that wing. She likes to run and potentially dangerous. Third 30 seconds remaining for Marley Sullivan and a trip to the state finals, leading 11-0.
Yeah, I really like the way the Chiefs match the energy of Humphreys and really has found ways, I think, offensively against what seems to be a really good defensive wrestler in Humphreys.
Down to 20 seconds left. Ankle laced. Trying to apply that pressure forward is Sullivan. Now down to 10 seconds remaining. Now just kind of working through the over the head and final seconds coming off. Marley Sullivan, a can of McMillan. An elbow thrown late by Humphreys. And now Humphreys pushes Sullivan.
See if this.
They're able to separate the two girls and have them shake hands. Sullivan is going to be your winner, 11-0. And Marley Sullivan into the finals for Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, certainly don't want to lean on too much of the ending there. As Marley Sullivan, an excellent effort there as she, again, I think just offensively found a way to score points against Humphreys, who I think just sort of the energy and how good she was defensively, I think, and the upper body strength. Great job by Humphreys to find herself into a state championship.
So she will be wrestling in the state finals, which are scheduled for 4 o'clock tomorrow. And we will make sure to have that for you. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, our next wrestler up. Right now he is in the hole, but the match on the mat right now that he'll be at is 4-1 late in the third period. So he'll soon be on deck and wrestling a familiar foe in Luke Willishow of Latrobe, a WPIAL matchup for the opportunity to make it to the state finals. So we'll have that match for you, and we'll also get set for some additional matches coming here from around the Washington Greene County area. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. Step aside for a quick timeout. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Wirtschel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wirtschel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wirtschel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Quill Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey.
Coming up on deck, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan at 133 pounds. And Greg's teed it up a couple of times. Luke Willishell of Greater Latrobe. A all WPIL matchup coming up in the state semifinals at 133.
Yeah, these two did meet last week at the West Regional. Not sure if they wrestled any other time, so I want to take a look at that really quick.
What did you say the result was last week?
So they did. They actually wrestled twice in their careers, the last 2 years. The result last week in the semifinals of the West Regional, Willishell was a winner over Hartman 8-1. A year ago, they wrestled in the AAA semifinals, where Willishell won 8-4. So they've met twice in their careers. Willishell's won them both. As far as Collier Hartman is concerned with his career, he was a third-place finisher in the WPIAL the last 2 years. Although I'm not sure why. Got to double-check something here. Is something isn't adding up on... Yeah, Hartman's only a... He's a junior. 47-6 on the season. They have him in here. So third last year in the region in the WPIL. Did not place in the state tournament. So state qualifier last year was Hartman, but a third place finish in the region. 47-6 is his record this year. Willishell is 43-4 this year. He's a senior. And Willishell, who is committed to wrestle at Wyoming to continue his wrestling career. He was a three-time WPIL champion, yep. Willishell. Did not get his fourth, though. Lost to Nico Fanella in the WPIL championships. Also lost to Fanella in the regional title, as in the regional championships as well. Willishell has finished fifth in the state as a sophomore and junior. As a freshman, he finished second in the state.
And Fanella on mat two right now.
And he's got a tough one with Anthony Mutarelli of Council Rock South. So the winner of Hartman and Willishell will get that winner of Fanella and Mutarelli.
The match on mat one, what we were waiting for before Willishell and Hartman hit. That is early in the second period there. Saw that Jax Forrest won fall in under 2 minutes in his match.
Pretty incredible. And if you're looking for a matchup in the finals, his potential opponent, Aaron Seidel of Northern Lebanon, who's up in the first period. You know, that's a double-A final at 133 potentially, but Forrest, the number one guy in the nation, Seidel, has won over 200 matches. He just set the state record last week. Over 200 wins. He's won 3 state titles. He's going for his fourth. Forrest did beat Seidel this year. Can't remember the score, but it was a decision win. So if you're looking for one good matchup, it's that one right there.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the way here, Craig, this morning. Yeah, 200 wins. I mean, that is just an unreal number, but... Hopefully we'll have a good one in AAA as well. Again, a couple WPIL guys vying for that opportunity, and we'll have that Hartman and Willishell match here very soon.
And yeah, this score is 12-0 on the match in front of them. So one more tilt here. Gabe Ballard of Northampton is the wrestler winning over Aiden Herndon of Cedar Cliff. If Ballard gets one more tilt. And as soon as I say that, it's very close to getting escape with Herndon. But if Ballard gets one more tilt for three near falls, that would bring the match to an end early. Hartman is ready to go.
There it is.
In the corner.
Nope, didn't quite have it. Picked up two there. So now it's 14-0. So, yeah, just... truly just waiting on that result. Fennell of Indiana trailing 3-0 after one. That's the other 133-pound AAA match that Willis Schaller Hartman will see.
So one more period to go, and then it will be Collier Hartman who will be taking on Luke Willishow. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Action here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The match goes final on mat number one, which means Collier Hartman, Akana McMillan has taken to the mat against Luke Willishow of Latrobe, and we are underway. Hartman right away in on a single.
Yeah, good shot. Loose single there. Willishow now trying to grab that left ankle of Hartman as he's... Hartman now kind of scrambling there as Willishow just trying to hang on. Hartman has mostly lost the leg, but Willishow just kind of wrapped around it still and back up to their feet. Hartman now behind him lifts Willishow up. Willishow rolls through the slam and now is down onto the ankle of Hartman. Willishow now up with it on a high single. Tries to back trip unsuccessfully the first time, gets it the second time in a three-point takedown for Willishow. He leads 3-0. They go out of bounds.
Right when you think you got him, right?
Man,
he's bringing him down to the mat.
I'll tell you, Hartman could not have scripted that first 15 or 20 seconds better. He was... I thought in really good position for that takedown. And,
yeah.
And Willishow able to not just fight out of that, but then get a takedown of his own.
Impressive fight there from Willishow. And now Willishow with a leg in. Trying to look for the arm of Hartman. Looking for a tilt.
Yeah, tilting there.
Let's go the leg, and now I think he lost that arm, so he's not going to be able to get that tilt. Now he's thinking, hey, I got to get that leg back in there. And it's Willishow. He does do that.
Nice shot from Hartman to at least hold off that tilt, and you get a whistle.
Stalemate. Yep. 33 seconds left here in the first. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan trailing Luke Willishow of Latrobe 3-0.
Yeah, again, good effort there from Hartman just to get himself sort of a chance to start over, because Willishow seemed had that tilt pretty well loaded up otherwise.
Hartman to his feet. Willishow able to get him back down to the mat. Now looking for a cradle. Able to straighten out is Hartman, and Hartman trying to fight off that leg, but Willishow gets it in, and Willishow will ride for the rest of this first period. Willishow will be up 3-0 at the end of one.
Yeah, good. Again, Hartman, a good start to the match and good defense, but going to have to try to find some offense against Willishow. And Hartman's going to choose neutral. Or was that Willishow that chose that? I think it was Hartman.
Yeah, and I can't blame him, right?
Yeah.
Willishow dives right in on the ankle, though, as soon as the whistle blows. Hartman trying to funk roll through on that ankle, and Willishow able to roll through and kind of look for a second there like he was going to catch Hartman, but stands up and we get potentially dangerous.
Yeah, right idea there from both wrestlers getting right off the bat. Time Hartman going to try to set something up with the tie-up.
Yeah, he wants to go high and get physical with Willishow.
Yeah.
Now tries to take a swipe at the leg. Now bear hug attempt, but out of bounds.
Yeah, I like that approach a lot from Hartman. You're right. Try to kind of neutralize some of the speed of Willishow and try to get up into the body a little bit.
Right now just staring at one another now. Shot attempt. Now Willishow takes a shot in. Fighting that off is Hartman, and now on their feet. Hartman stands, Willishow back up. Now Willishow takes a swipe at the ankle. A minute to go here in the second. Willishow gets in on the ankle this time of Hartman. He's got to try to stay in bounds near the out-of-bounds line. Hartman just trying to hop out. Willishow able to drag him back in. Still has that leg. Again brings Hartman in. Hartman able to defend. Still on the edge of the mat. Now Willishow will be able to regroup and bring Hartman in for the takedown. 30 seconds left. Willishow leads 6-0.
Yeah, again, great effort from Hartman just to try to stave himself off. But Willishow, knowing where he's at on the mat, good job of sort of the use of the boundary and ultimately able to corral Hartman back in for another takedown. And tough sledding now for Hartman, down 6-0, 30 seconds to go, second period.
Winner of this one will take on Anthony Mutarelli of Council Rock South. He defeats Nico Fanella of Indiana. Hartman to his feet. Back down as Willishow brings him back in, and now just 10 seconds remaining in this second period.
And trying to see what the game plan here is now with Willishow, a chance to determine. He'll choose down to start the third. See if Hartman, with the first opportunity here to ride, see if he's got something up his sleeve to try to, quite frankly, at this point, you're going to have to catch Willishow, I think, down 6-0 starting on the top.
He's going to give him an escape to make it 7-0. Hey. I think Hartman's chance is he's going to have to go upper body with him.
Hey, we talk about it, though. 7-point move, that exists now, and so
he's going right at him with a shot. Inside single, grabbing at the ankle. Now looking for that cradle is Hartman. Got him near the edge of the mat. Now tries to roll with that cradle. And they go out of bounds. Right in that spot we can't see, Greg.
Yeah,
the board.
Yeah, I love that approach, though. We've seen Hartman at his best when he's quite the aggressor in the neutral position. And at that time, I love the combo move and trying to take that single and turn it into a cradle. And he darn near had it that time. I mean, he was perhaps closer. And you could even see the Cannon Mac coaches in the corner trying to get sort of sell the official that, hey, he was there. So really like that approach. And minute 42, a lot of time here as they start fresh, as they looks like they're dealing with blood time with Willishow right now.
Yeah, doing some cleanup right now. Congratulations to Antonio Bonai of Central Valley. He just clinched a spot into the state finals on the AA side at 127. Back underway are Hartman and Willishow. Going right to that upper body. Hartman trying to fake shots and now does dive in. Dumps Willishow down. Throws a leg in. Looks like a takedown to me. There it is. Makes it 7-3.
Yeah, nice job there from Hartman. He was in great position and was able just to sneak that leg in and maintain, get control, and finish the takedown.
Now Hartman, tough spot here. Willishow grabbing a hold of the leg. And now Willishow, looks like he's close to a reversal. Very close to picking it up and just diving on back to hold on to that leg is Hartman. And out of bounds, they do give the escape.
That actually might be in Hartman's favor to some extent. Just trying to start over here with 48 seconds left from his feet.
to 40 seconds left. 8-4 lead for Willischel. Spins behind Hartman. Just to get him down to the mat, and he will. And now that takedown makes it 11-3. Willischel out in front with 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, and Hartman now just trying to, honestly, I think he might be trying to get out of bounds just again to reset as Willischel just kind of has him. And stalemate finally called with 15 seconds to go.
Fresh start. Willischel out in front. And a caution. Hartman to his feet. Willischel on the ankle. Escape for Hartman. He'll go after Willischel. Tries a toss attempt out of bounds.
Not go out of bounds. I think Willischel probably had the takedown there as their feet were still in bounds. But nevertheless, just 6 seconds to go. Willischel will... Actually, I think like a caution false start there. And Willischel just backing up. He'll take the stalling warnings as he runs away from Hartman.
There's the stall call, but there is the win. Luke Willischel of La Trobe will defeat Collier Hartman of Canon McMillan 11-4 to advance to tomorrow's final. Collier Hartman will be back to wrestle in the consolations tomorrow morning at 9:30. So next wrestler coming up here for Washington Green County is going to be Elena Ashby of Trinity. She is in the hole right now and a couple of matches still in front of her, so we're going to flip it over to the FM side, get you a little bit of basketball action, and come back here in just a little bit, maybe in about 5-7 minutes, I would say. We'll be right back here on the air to bring you Elena Ashby of Trinity. And we still also have Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, and Jake Conroy of Ringgold. That's all still to come here on WJPA. So we'll be back shortly on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back here to the Giants Center in Hershey. The match coming up for Elena Ashby of Trinity in the semifinals at 148 pounds, just about a minute away. Well, I should say a minute from the most recent match finishing up before they'll get underway. So Ashby, the West champion, a junior, 31-4. She will be wrestling Violet LeShore from Chestnut Ridge, who was the Central champ, sophomore, 30-0 for Violet LeShore. So tough task here for Ashby, but...
I was super impressed with Ashby in her quarterfinal match. I thought she just showed some strength and really put herself in a good position to win. Ended up getting a fall right at the end of the match and a well-deserved place in the semifinal. And I think coming off of that opportunity that there's a real chance that despite her opponent's perfect record that Elena Ashby is going to have a real good opportunity here. And the match in front of her, though, currently tied at 1 as we approach the final 10 seconds of it. That's the semifinal match at 142 pounds. And it looks like that one is going to head to overtime.
So LeShore and Ashby have not met. Last year, LeShore was a district champ, regional champ, and a state champ. So LeShore, a returning state champion from Chestnut Ridge. Ashby was a sixth place finisher in the district last year, but did not place in the regional tournament. But Ashby, a third-place finisher in the WPIL, but a champion in the region tournament. Looks like we're going to get a takedown in overtime, and Ashby will be about to come out onto the mat against Violet LeSure. So as they get set for that, we'll take a quick timeout and get you this wrestling action here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Underway here, Violet LeSure quickly on after the head of Ashby, and she's going to get a quick takedown, Greg.
Yeah, and LeSure and Ashby kind of met each other right in the middle, both kind of going up high, and LeSure able to get a takedown, almost had that back exposed for a few near fall swipes, but still nothing there. So just 3-0 LeSure, and off to a quick start they both are.
Not trying to run a power half is LeSure. She's going to turn Ashby over to her back. And Violet LeSure of Chestnut Ridge is going to get the fall on Ashby of Trinity in just 40 seconds. She shows every bit of why she's a returning state champ.
Yeah, and it just ran into a bit of a buzzsaw there. Did Ashby, and yeah, again, as you mentioned, LeSure showing why she is a returning state champ.
So a tough evening, I would say, for Washington Green County so far. McGarity, Hartman, and Ashby all dropping down into the consolations. The lone wrestler hitting to the finals, Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. So what we still have to come, we got Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She is in the hole right now on that same mat that Ashby was just on. So two matches until Giulianelli gets underway. And then we still have Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, and Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Those are all still to come, 215 and 285. And those ones have yet to be called to the mats here in AA and AAA side of things, so those ones are still a little bit later. So we'll step back aside, get you back to that music you were listening to, and we'll come back with Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She should have a good one against Elena Clausen of Plum in a WPIAL matchup to try to advance to the finals. So we'll have that one for you. And we'll be back here in just a little bit from the Giant Center in Hershey. You're listening to Wrestling Action here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township about to get on the mats here at 190 pounds. She'll be wrestling a familiar foe, Greg, and Elena Clausen of Plum. They have wrestled six times this season, and Clausen has won five of the six. Giulianelli's lone win was in January at the Midwinter Mayhem at the semifinal. She won by fall, but since that time, Clausen won 7-3, and Clausen won by fall, and major decision 13-1 last week in the West Regional semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is it better to wrestle who you know or who you don't know? The certainty or the uncertainty around it. But as you mentioned, both these wrestlers tremendously familiar with each other. And another all WPIL semifinal, and they'll get underway. And immediately, a little over-under as Clausen barrels into Giulianelli as they near the boundary, and they'll go out of bounds and restart.
Back into a tie-up. Underhook. Now front headlock here for Clausen.
Has that left arm pinned with it at least for a minute. Is Giulianelli able to clear that? Now Clausen is still with that underhook. Really trying to kind of suck in the head with the underhook that she had. And Giulianelli unable that time to clear herself again.
Now snap down there for Clausen with that front headlock still applied. Now loads it up to get the underhook inside, and Giulianelli just trying to get that arm free.
Clausen really heavy on that head, trying to set up with that underhook, and not sure if she's trying to step in and throw, or she's got Giulianelli's head kind of in a front standing front headlock.
Still no score, 40 seconds to go, opening period. Looks like Clausen wants to get a bear hug there. Now able to twist Giulianelli down to the mat, and she's in some trouble. Right to her back, and there's the fall. Clausen aplomb with the fall on Giulianelli of Peters Township at 1 minute and 28 seconds. And that will take Giulianelli down into the consolations.
Yeah, clear that Clausen came in with a plan. Again, we talked about the six previous meetings just this season. And always a tough break, sort of, when you perhaps know it's coming and still unable to stop it. As Clausen, congratulations to her, WPIL wrestler, into the state championship at 190 pounds.
So for the Washington Greene County wrestlers and the girls' side, five will get a medal, one will be in the state finals, and that's Marley Sullivan of Cannon-McMillan. Here tonight, we're still going to see Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry and Abigail Dolanche of Avella. And tomorrow in the consolations, we'll see Elena Ashby of Trinity and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township.
Now, we just had a fall in 10 seconds in the 235-pound match for the girls. It's an impressive. You might have heard that quick whistle. That was the match that immediately followed Clausen and Giulianelli. So
looks like they will not move a match over to mat 6. They've just cleared that mat out. So right now we have
big finish.
Yeah. We got Jake Conroy of Ringgold. He is in the hole on mat 1. We got Braden Walsh of Fort Cherry in the hole on mat 4.
And we still don't have Colin White populated up yet.
And Colin White of West Green yet to be on the mats, but one of the two 285 semis in AA is. So imagine that White may be following Welsh on his mat.
Yep.
Unless that one with mat 3 ends early. So that'll be the last one in AA, Colin White's matchup. So we will have those three matches still to come, but those are all sitting right now a couple of matches away. So we'll step back aside, and we'll come back on here in probably just in about 5 to 7 minutes, where we'll bring you those final three matches here in the semifinals again for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Those are all still coming. And we'll be back with you shortly to bring those to you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey for semi-final action here on WJPA. We got Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt about to get underway here as the match in front of them coming to a quick end, potentially 11-0 at the end of one. We also have Jake Conroy of Ringgold taking on Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. That'll be coming up here as Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in front of him, and he's up 9-4 going into his third period. So we have those matches coming up, and then we will have those two to wrestle, plus Colin White of West Green still coming up as well. So we are going to step aside, get you a quick break, and get back underway here momentarily with wrestling action here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com. Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
About to get underway here shortly. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, Jay Conroy of Ringgold, as well as Braden Walsh of Fort Cherry, Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt, as Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson is going to go to the finals. He is going to win 10-4 over Brian Hurd of Abington Heights, so that'll bring Conroy and Brown to the mats. These two are familiar with each other. They've wrestled three times this season. Gray Conroy won the first meeting in January at the dual meet 14-10. But then Brown won in the section finals by Tech Fall, 15-0 at 243. And then they wrestled last week in the West Regional semifinal with Brown winning 4-0.
Yeah, that's really sort of sprayed apart, you know, number of results. Conroy gets 14 in January. Brown texts him in March and then a close 4-0 one. So they are underway as they begin tie up. And separate there. A little segue just make sure that we acknowledge that Braden Welsh now entering the mat on mat four.
Yeah, Braden Welsh about to take on Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt. As now they get onto the mats as well. Lawler, the Southeast champion, a senior, 48-1. Welsh, the Southwest champ, a senior, 46-1.
Something's got to give.
And they are underway as well. Lawler quickly in on a shot on Welsh. Wizard in there for Welsh. Now trying to grab up towards the head is Lawler and wants to pull Welsh back in. Near that edge of the mat. Lawler again with that, hold on to that ankle of Welsh. Picks it up high in the air now. Has him hop it on one leg.
Brown and Conroy still no score. About 50 seconds remaining in the first period there. They're over on the far boundary. Brown trying to work into the body of Conroy. They'll go out of bounds. Not a ton of action between Conroy and Brown so far. 50 seconds to go first period.
Unable to finish that shot was Lawler. Great job by Welsh as Lawler got behind him but able to turn in and face before they went out of bounds. So a minute to go, opening period, still scoreless.
Conroy a shot in on Brown, but they go out of bounds before anything can come of that. 35 seconds to go. As the other match, no score with about 30 seconds remaining first period.
Welsh with a shot in. Now front headlock applied by Lawler.
Now we're on mat three. Double 215 pounds.
Brown and Conroy just sort of pushing on each other right now as we approach 10 seconds to go. Both wrestlers have had a few half shots and shot attempts, but nothing really sticking for either wrestler as the first period comes to a close. They're going to let the time run out there. First period comes to an end between Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, no score.
Brown very tough on top, so it'll be interesting to see what Conroy decides to do and his choice, and he will go down.
Keep an eye on that one as Braden Welsh looks like he's going to get out of the first period unscathed against Lucas Lawler, and a good fight as it sounded like Lawler had a few opportunities there to get some points on Welsh.
Yeah, he had that Welsh, one main one having him hopping on one leg, but unable to finish it, so scoreless at the end of one. Lawler will go on the bottom for the second.
Brown through the first 15 seconds, doing a nice job. Looks like he had Conroy tilted. Are they going to give him any near fall points for that? I think they're going to say it was just a one count. So Brown does not get any near falls on a tilt of Conroy despite a good effort. And you're right, Greg, just in the first 15 seconds, Brown showing his prowess on top.
Quick escape for Lawler, a Bishop McDevitt. He leads Welsh 1-0. And now Welsh in on a leg. Lawler trying to sprawl back now, trying to get that leg free.
Brown so far keeping Conroy down as he now works the right arm of Conroy. Conroy down on all fours, or really down on his stomach, I should say. As we're about 45 seconds into the second period there, still no score, Brown and Conroy.
Girls semifinal action is complete. Both mats cleared out. AA and AAA action here. 1:10 to go in the second for Braden Welsh, a 4 Cherry who trails Lucas Lawler 1-0. Now an underhook to an inside trip takes Welsh down, and back points coming on the edge of the mat. Looks like they won't be able to finish. They go out of bounds with 4 near fall points. And Welsh holding that shoulder. He's got a brace on his right shoulder, and that's where Lawler was able to lift that shoulder high in the air.
Elijah Brown able to tilt Conroy. He's got 4 near fall points. Elijah Brown, 4 near fall, and he's got Conroy stuck. Conroy with using his head to keep his shoulder blades off the mat. He'll roll back over to his stomach, but 4 near fall points for Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. He now leads 4-0, 30 seconds remaining second period there.
That's why I was surprised that Conroy went down.
Yeah, I've Conroy's had great movement too. He's tried a couple rolls. I mean, Conroy has not by any means stalled or anything close to it, and Brown's just followed him every move and has been really good with that long arm, short arm, and that time was able to finally tilt him for 4 near fall points. Brown might get caught here though. Conroy and Brown's going to bail out. Conroy's going to get an escape. I think Brown maybe got a little overconfident there with that tilt, didn't have it fully loaded up. So Jake Conroy, a big 2-point reversal as the second period comes to a close. Brown still leads 4-2, but Brown was in trouble there and smartly just bailed out of there as Conroy not only had the reversal but almost found a few near fall points as well. Brown will start the third period down, leading 4-2.
Lawler decides to give Welsh the escape, so it's 8-1 Lawler out in front. And now in on an inside single is Lawler. Again, near the edge of the mat, trying to pick that ankle up. One to go for the head. And now back down on that leg is Lawler.
20 seconds into the third period, Conroy riding on top, trailing 4-2. Brown does not seem very interested in moving. The official looks like he's yelling at Brown to get moving here. So needs to be careful here. Just a 2-point lead. And certainly, I think you're going to see a stalling warning likely come to Brown here soon if he does not begin to move.
10 seconds remaining in the second period. Welsh trailing 8-1.
And there's a stalling warning to Brown as he gets up to his feet and they'll go out of bounds. 1:13 remaining third period. Elijah Brown leading 4-2. He has been hit with a stalling warning though as he is on the bottom to Jay Conroy riding on top.
Start of the third period, Welsh, a 4 Cherry, will go on the bottom.
Yeah, interesting dynamic building up over here on that one, Greg. I think Brown's got to find a way to keep moving because just leading by two, I don't think these officials are going to let him ride this out for another 70 seconds.
And I'm surprised Conroy isn't letting him up, too, at the same time, right? I know he wants to try for back points, but...
The three-point takedown certainly in play. Brown rolls through, almost able to clear himself. Conroy now stuck as Brown tries to get behind. Conroy might be smart just to try to give it up, and instead it's going to be a two-point reversal. So big, big reversal there for Brown, as now he will lead by 4, 6-2, 45 seconds as they go out of bounds.
Yeah, and that's why I'm surprised he didn't let him up, because that's the worst-case scenario
right
there.
Right, exactly. That's a great point, Greg. I didn't even think about that. And you're right. That role that Brown had kind of cleared him. And, again, if you're Conroy at some point, you got to – right. You didn't option him out, and now you're sort of stuck.
Because he rode him for most of that second period. Welsh with an escape here in the third. He's got a minute to go in the period. He trails 8-2 to Lawler.
Looked like Brown had a takedown but doesn't have it. Now he's sunken down on the ankle of Conroy, and another stalling, and that'll be a point for Conroy. So now this is a 6-3 match, as Brown was warned with stalling earlier in the match, earlier in the period, I should say. And that time he is hit with a point, so now a 6-3 lead, 22 seconds to go. Conroy on the bottom, so I think there should be points to Brown here.
Double leg shot for Lawler, and he's going to get the takedown on Welsh. That's going to make it 11-2.
Oh, no, he had the reversal, excuse me. So 6-3, so now Brown just really needs to hang on, brings Conroy back down to the mat as we're under 10 seconds to go. And Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon will hang on for a 6-3 defeat of Jake Conroy of Ringgold at 215 pounds. Elijah Brown, your state, he'll be wrestling, I should say, in the state finals tomorrow afternoon.
Lawler up, Bishop McDevitt just 5 seconds away from advancing to the finals, as Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry is not going to be able to get the win. And Lawler, an 11-2 winner, will send Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry into the consolations. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we will have Colin White of West Green here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is your neighbor in healthcare, offering the specialized care and lab services you and your family need most. Schedule an appointment with our experts in family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, women's health, dermatology, podiatry, endocrinology, urology, and more. We're conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Colin White of West Green underway against Max Effendian yep. of Faith Christian Academy. And Effendian quickly in on a takedown on White, just 20 seconds in. He's going to give an escape to make it 3-1.
Yeah. White kind of snapped Effendian into his legs, and they tumble towards the table. Hopefully momentum stops everybody before any additional damage is done, and back to the center they'll go.
Another quick takedown for F&D, and just 30 seconds in, he's up 6-1.
Yeah, we'll see if he decides to start over. Going to work on the half a little bit. He's going to let White up, it looks like.
F&D in the Southeast champion, a junior. 40-3 on the season. White, Southwest runner-up, 47-5. Junior from West Green.
Yeah, it's not been a great semifinal here for Washington Green County so far, but Colin White still with an opportunity here. And again, as we mentioned, all the wrestlers who are wrestling here in this session are medalists already.
6-2 lead. Effendian trying to get a snap down. Gets a front headlock now. Try to get a leg. Colin White takes a shot, but they go out of bounds. 45 seconds to go in the first. 6-2 lead for Effendian.
Yeah, love the fight there in White. Is again, two early takedowns match not going his way, and maybe F&D and getting a little overconfident in some of the setups that he's trying to work on, and so I think White takes a little exception to that.
Being driving into White. White on the out-of-bounds line. They go out-of-bounds. There's still another semifinal being wrestled right now, 2:15. Cooper Roskoski of Kiski Area, Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. There's another one after that, Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson. So looks like they will just wait till 9 o'clock to wrestle that consolation round, yep, since they're not moving that semifinal match.
Can already see the flood of wrestlers waiting to enter the mat for a short warm-up before that 9 o'clock session begins. And as these last few matches work towards the end there. First period comes to an end. Colin White trailing 6-2 to F&D and a Faith Christian. White will defer his choice, and F&D and will start down to begin the second period.
White trying to break him down off the whistle. F&D and up to his feet and out, free for one. That'll be 7-2. F&D and's lead.
You know, White trying to speed up F&D in a little bit. Kind of a snap and drag and tries to grab that ankle as they go out of bounds. So, yeah, love Colin White's energy here again. Not off to a great start with a couple early takedowns, but he's really been pushing the has been the aggressor here in these last minute or two.
And on a single leg is F&D, and White ends up hitting the board, but still having a foot in was F&D, and so he's going to get the takedown to go up 10-2.
Yeah, honestly, a tough break. Just kind of ran out of room there, and you could even see when the official gave him the takedown, White kind of looked back and said, I ran into the board. What was I supposed to do here?
How else can I?
Right. Where was I supposed to go? So, I got just sort of a tough break there. It's, again, I've been really impressed with White's effort so far throughout this match, despite the score.
One 10 to go in the second period. 10-2 lead for F&D and a Faith Christian.
F&D and continuing just to work that left arm of White. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's just having a tough time getting out from underneath. He's really been at that base level, and now he gets flattened out here. Just hasn't been able to get to his feet.
Yeah, and again, he was in the neutral position. He's given up three takedowns, so not trying to cover that up, but he's certainly the aggressor, and I think if he's got any chance to come back in this match, he's going to need to be able to use that speed and quickness. And yeah, F&D and right now just sort of controlling him, riding on top, just 15 seconds to go, second period.
Final 10 seconds, and we'll head to the third period. White will have choice. What do you do if you're White, down 10-2?
I mean, I got to think you start neutral here. You can't afford to let F&D and ride again like that. And I don't think you're not going to score any points on top, it doesn't seem like. And every once in a while, I have an okay thought. And I chose correctly, and we will start in the neutral position to begin the third period.
Yeah, West Green coaches agree with you. And
probably the first time the West Green coaches and I have ever agreed on anything.
A lot of hard head taps there from F&D, and they go out of bounds.
Yeah, the other 285 match. Turk getting some defensive points there. Tough to tell, but nevertheless, back here, F&D and White still just working around the outer circle. They'll go out of bounds, 1:38 remaining.
Shot in by White. F&D and want to get a reshot. Now a couple snaps, a couple head taps, and out of bounds they go. Down to a minute 20 to go.
Kind of just pushing on each other, F and D, and maybe pushing a little harder into White. And again, they'll go out of bounds 117. And yeah, gonna need to find something here as White has slowed down a little bit since his earlier in the match.
Now down to just about a minute to go in this third period. Effendine's been driving right into him. White's going to get hit with a stalling call. Just keeps going straight back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, again, if you're Effendine, just not to say don't push too hard, but just don't find yourself caught as White in on a high single.
He's got a finish here. Wizard applied here from Effendine. Able to get White off the leg.
That's a good shot. He was in pretty deep there, and you're right, just Effendine able to defend against it. But yeah, with just 41 seconds to go, that's the sort of effort we're going to need to see if White's going to find his way back in this one.
And he's running out of time here as he's going to have to get some points in a hurry. Now down to 25 seconds left.
Yeah, they go out of bounds 19 seconds to go. The only other match going on, the other 285-pound match, Maxwell Roy of St. Joseph Prep leads Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson.
Shot in by White. Double leg attempt. Effendine, though, gets him off the legs, trying to spin around behind. Final seconds. They do award the takedown right at the end, so it'll be a 13-2 final for Effendine of Faith Christian defeating White of West Green. So we will step aside for a quick timeout, and then we will come back and set the stage for what's to come here for the rest of the night here tonight. We will be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by SCNX Foundations.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
The Washington Green County wrestlers in the semifinals did not fare too well, Greg. Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, the lone wrestler who will wrestle in the finals tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The other seven, unfortunately, fall into the consolations. They will wrestle tomorrow at 9:30. So those wrestlers include Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, Nick McGarity of Peters Township, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Elena Ashby of Trinity, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. The wrestlers coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, so we're going to have a little bit of a break, and we're going to step aside, but the wrestlers coming up at 9 for the AA side, Drake McClure of Bentworth. He's at 133. On the AAA side, Dom Canale of Trinity at 127. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry at 106 and Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 142. So we will be on ahead of time for Ella Trahan's match. Imagining same setup, she'll be on deck.
Yep.
Two matches at 100 pounds, and she'll be coming up next. So we'll join right around 9, shortly after
probably
9.
Probably a little after 9, but not too much long after. So about 10-12 minutes, I'd say.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say maybe even 5 minutes after 9.
Yeah, we'll, that's true.
Depending how quickly the matches go, right? We could be on even a little bit earlier than that. So I would say circle back with us here in about 10-12 minutes, and we'll be back here with the last round. We got four wrestlers to wrestle in this round before the night is done, and we come back for wrestling action tomorrow. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3
WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith as we are into the final round of wrestling here tonight. The consolation wrestling action, the fourth round consolations in AA and AAA, and the third round consolations in the girls. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, she will be coming up here in just a moment. The match in front of her is heading into the third period. So we'll be bringing her action to you here at 106 pounds. Is that one just about?
Yep. Looks like we're going to fall over on six, yep.
Trahan will be wrestling Jordan Suhina from Big Spring. She was the South Central third place finisher. Trahan was the West third place finisher. So they're about to get underway. Still to come also in this round, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, also Dom Canale of Trinity, and Drake McClure of Bentworth.
Yeah, it'll be our first chance, Greg, to see Drake McClure today. You and I got here late this morning, and he's been waiting around all day for this one. So,
yeah, it's a long wait to come in to wrestle one match. Trahan quickly in on a single leg. Right off the whistle. Trying to switch over to a double. Now
Sahina able to flatten herself out. Trahan continues to work on that left leg as Suhina tries now to pick the right ankle of Trahan.
And now grabbing the left ankle of Suhina is Trahan and trying to work up the body, potentially dangerous. 25 seconds ago, opening period, scoreless.
Good first attempt, though. I like the aggressiveness in on another shot.
And stepping over the body as Suhina put Trahan onto her back. I feel like I see that a lot in the girls, Greg, yeah. That step over move. Trahan just trying to fight here in the final seconds of this first period, but on her back. She's going to fight this one off. It's going to be 7-0 at the end of one for Suhina of Big Spring.
Yeah, I thought that was a really well-wrestled period for Trahan, really, until that last, again, that step-over move. And looked like she was about ready to dump her. Was in pretty good on a double and was looking to dump her off. And instead, Suhina hits that big seven-point swing, and Trahan now working from behind will ride on top to start the second.
Trying to look for a breakdown, switching inside. Huge cross face there from Trahan. Flattens Suhina out. I thought she may take her to the back with that cross face.
Yeah, it was, yep. I'm trying to come out in front. Suhina has a hold of the right leg of Trahan as she works in front of the body. Trahan trying to step that leg back and work towards the near side. And now we're going to get a stalemate as they sort of opposite each other. And Trahan will go back to riding 125 remaining second period, trailing 7-0.
Good snap there. Breakdown right off the whistle there for Trahan. Now a wing in. Wants to try to run that wing. Now looking for double arm bar.
He had it there for a second. Might still have it, in fact. And maybe not even trying to work some. There's the half. So the one arm comes out.
Trahan trying a lot of different combinations here. Stalling call on Suhina.
Trahan might have something. Got Suhina a little bit turned.
Now we get blood time going. I think it's for Trahan.
Yeah, 40 seconds remaining, second period. Trey Hansen really good on top here. And again, I thought she wrestled. I thought she came out really strong in that first period, and just that one move right now, it's, can you just imagine if even if that had just sort of stalled out to nothing and we were 0-0, we'd be looking at this match very differently. Instead, Trahan now working from behind. So it's the third period, probably will likely start on the bottom too, and hopefully we have a chance to put some points together that way.
Yeah, I mentioned that step over move. I feel like you see it a lot. The girls trying to always step over and just see who can get the higher hips and, you know, be able to get the, and you know, a lot of times it leads to a fall. I mean, every time whoever gets that higher hip,
right,
gets that fall, it gets them right to their back. So don't see that much a lot in boys wrestling.
Nah, not as much. Just in, I think different strengths, right? Of just, you know.
No doubt about it. As Trahan once again here on the top, wrestling back underway. Trying for that cross face. Now wants to look at a potential cross face cradle for a moment. Down to 20 seconds left. Second period. 7-0 lead for Suhina.
Suhina was hit with the one stall warning, and it looks like the official maybe looking for a little bit there.
7-0 after two, and choice belongs to Suhina, and she'll go neutral. So Trahan unable to take advantage of her choice. Suhina right in on a shot. Hip down for Trahan.
Yeah, quick whistle there for a stalemate. I think that'll benefit Trahan to get herself back up. As you mentioned, a quick shot, quick low single from Suhina. Suhina basically one knee on the ground trying to stay low, and another low single, and that time she's going to connect on it.
Yeah, I guess the arm up above on the hip. Now stepping across. Just needs a limp arm through and would get the takedown. There it is. The lead 10-0.
Yeah, Suhina just changed her approach there. Almost had one knee on the ground and was just seeking after that low single and kind of picked the ankle there and was able to get under Trahan.
Now wing in, trying to take Trahan over, and Suhina will. Still a minute to go in the third period, and there's the fall for Suhina of Big Spring. That'll drop Trahan of Fort Cherry into the seventh and eighth place bout. And that will take place tomorrow at 11:30. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we just want to set the stage for you for the remaining three bouts that we have here in Washington and Greene County here tonight. So we'll have that for you here in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
So we got three wrestlers remaining here in this round of consolations. We got Drake McClure of Bentworth. He'll be wrestling at 133 pounds. We also have Dom Canale of Trinity at 127. And Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 142 pounds. What we know right now, Marley Solomon, Akana McMillan will wrestle for first and second, and Ella Trahan, a four cherry, will wrestle for seventh and eighth. All the remaining wrestlers will wrestle tomorrow at 9:30 to see what their placement will be. As far as where we're at the moment, Dom Canale of Trinity, he is going to be on deck. Looks like that match on mat number one just finishing up. So we will have Canale coming up on deck at 127. And 133 pounds, Drake McClure. They do have one 133-pound bout on the board. So 20 seconds remaining there for Maul and Dingus. Chestnut Ridge and Penns Valley, what 114 is that? As soon as that finishes, then yep. Drake McClure will be on the board as well in the hole. And at 142 with Dolanche. Right now the mats, it looks like 124 and 130 are the matches on there. So she's still a couple away as far as that goes. So that's where we're at the moment as we set the stage. Coming up here in just a short while. Perhaps we just stick it here, Greg, to as Canale will be coming up after the match at 121.
Yeah,
the consolations.
Yeah, quick takedown over on mat one, too. So we'll see if this match ends up working quick or not. But
and there is that McClure bout against Oler of Cathedral Prep. That one goes on the board. So both McClure and Canale on the board, and Dolanche still to come here. In this round of consolations, we'll take our final break, and then we'll get you set here for those last matches. And that's all here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Dom Canale of Trinity will be our next Washington and Green County wrestler coming up, and he's going to come up here in just a minute, Greg, as looks like that match on mat one is going to be close to a technical fall.
Yeah, it'll give us a chance to see Canale once more. Seen him a few times here tonight.
And there is the technical fall. So we will get Dom Canale. He'll be wrestling Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. These two did wrestle last week. They wrestled twice this season. They wrestled back in January at the Fred Bell Tournament. Wenner won 9-5. They also wrestled in the semifinals of the West Regional last week with Wenner winning there 10-2.
Yeah, I'm fascinating just how often these wrestlers seem to find each other. Wenner in on a shot. In pretty deep, it looks like, at least initially on Canale. Canale doing a nice job trying to extend that right leg back and reach back and grab the ankle. Dump and roll and back into it, and a bit of more of a front headlock, and now Canale will have the leg of Wenner, trying to pull Wenner back in.
May have tried to pull one step too many as he got that ankle of Canale, but instead of just trying to jump on top.
Right on the boundary. Canale keeping the right arm still in bounds, trying to hang on to it, not a bounds. I love the effort there with the new rules, the new boundary rules. Literally every part of both bodies were out of bounds except for the right hand of Canale was almost gripping the mat as he was scrambling to try to get game possession. He won't do it. The first period will come to a close. No score there. Good scramble from both wrestlers.
Canale will go on the bottom to begin the second period. Scoreless at the end of one with Wenner. Had a sit-out and turn attempt, and now Wenner just a claw ride right now.
He goes to work. Doesn't have any legs in, but under both arms and tried to get that left leg in, but nothing so far. Once again, tries to get that left boot in. Again, kind of that claw ride, and has ridden successfully, though, for the first 40 seconds of the period. Still no score. Finally breaks Canale down onto his stomach as they continue to jostle for position. Now onto the left arm as that head, dug into the armpit of Canale, trying to separate it from the body.
...50 seconds to go in this second period. Still scoreless.
Has a bit of a half in on the right side while trying to work the wing on the other. Trying to walk the wing up to the head. Getting a little bit of movement there, but Canale defensively able to hang. He'll try to run it one more time. Gets a little closer. And finally, the whistle will blow. Looks like potentially we're going to get injury time or potentially dangerous.
Potentially dangerous there.
Yep.
You know, I see a lot of wrestlers throw in the wing, but I see very few actually turn them over to their backs. I see a lot more potentially dangerous.
I just don't feel like that. I mean, that move, I feel like, not to date us, Greg, but I feel like when we were wrestling, that was a common move, but a little bit more common is Canale. Yep.
He's able to get the switch and able to get the ankle laced as well to get that reversal. Big 2 points for Canale.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after Wenner has really controlled and dominated most of the second period. Canale able to find 2 points at the end. He'll take a 2-0 lead into the third period. An excellent finish there. I think gives him a lot of momentum here going into the third period now with choice.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite moves up top was wearing was running that wing. And I just feel like, you know, lately, you know, I see a lot of wrestlers still putting it in, but they call it potentially dangerous before they can even turn
them. That arm just, they're not able to keep that arm perpendicular on the back. It starts to run up.
Wenner's going to get a reversal back here on Canale and looks to try to turn him on his back as well. So they're quickly tied at 2, just 15 seconds in to the third period. Canale typically tough on top too with throwing legs in, but Wenner was just too quick on the move there.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, two different approaches. Is honestly, it felt like that late reversal from Canale might have taken the air a little bit out of Wenner, but instead Wenner now has got one swipe there of near fall. So he tries to tilt over, kind of that near side tilt of Canale, but Canale able to get himself back. 1:10 remaining, 2-2 the score.
And now up to his feet, peels the hands, he's out for one. So Canale drives Wenner out of bounds. His lead 3-2 with a minute to go in the third.
I mean, better be up one than down one. And we'll see them go back to their feet where it was a really entertaining first period that ultimately provided no scoring.
Yeah, you got to stay on the attack if you're Canale. Still too much time.
And so far, both wrestlers just tied up. A little push there from Wenner. Wenner into it, trying to get that double leg. Going to drop down to the single. Is it right on the end line.
Nice whizzer there from Canale, and now dragging him back in is Wenner, trying to get that second leg. Hopping on one now, just right there on the edge. Wenner drags that second ankle. He's close to the takedown.
Yeah, he's got that other, that hand on the other leg. I'm not sure what else.
He's got to try to work up the body just a little bit. Canale able to turn and face him, and now gets on the leg even a little bit higher onto the knee. He's out of bounds.
They're going to run out of time.
Now they'll talk about it. No takedown. Canale is going to win 3-2.
Yeah, that was really close and
extremely close. A huge win, though, for Don Canale. And he will advance into the consolation semifinal round, which will take place tomorrow at 9:30. He avenges the loss to Wenner from last week.
Yeah, really nice rebound for Wenner, or for Canale, I should say, especially he's had a real, not up and down day, but a really tough loss back in the quarterfinal, gets a really tough win. Yeah, he's been, all three of his matches have been tight.
Yeah, they've been great to watch, without a doubt.
And he's been really good. Two and one, I'd say, out of those ones is quite an impressive feat for that young man.
So Tanner Ganeau, a Bald Eagle area at 121 in AA, has been on the mat pretty much the entire time the Canale wrestled his match. Not moving. This could be a stretcher scenario. That's the mat that Drake McClure is on. He's in the hole right now on that mat. So we have some time until McClure will see the mat. Typically, he probably would have been on deck by now had this not situation not occurred.
Yeah, and we're also waiting for Abigail Dolange of Avella at 142, which we should see populate here in the hole here pretty soon. We're seeing 136 listed for the girls over on mat 5, and so 142 where Dolange is should not be far behind, but you mentioned the trainers tending to Gano on mat 4, and Dolange likely will probably have McClure's match and Dolange's match probably nearby.
So McClure's match probably won't be up any time. I would say probably not, because there's still another match even before that. One is complete, right? Gano is obviously not able to go, but they're going to have to bring the stretcher out and get him tended to. So thoughts and prayers to him. But because of that, we're going to step aside and I think send it back to the FM side just for maybe 5 to 7 minutes or so, I would say. Circle back with us here in about 7 minutes, and we'll hope to have McClure coming up. They just did the other 136, so Dolange has got to be coming up soon as well. She's probably the fourth match on the two mats for the girls' side as well. So we're going to send it over to the FM side and hope to have McClure and Dolange coming up here in just about 7 or 8 minutes or so. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, and that is presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Somewhere in Illinois, on the showroom, that the guy's daughter realized that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey. We got two wrestlers still to go here in this round. Both wrestlers are on deck getting ready to go to the mats here momentarily. We have on the girls' side at 142, Abigail Dolange of Avella. She will be wrestling Madison Miller from Honesdale, and we also have Drake McClure from Bentworth taking on Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep. McClure and Oler have not met this season. Dolange and Miller have. They wrestled at the Powerade Finals, where Miller won 9-7 in tiebreaker, though. 2 minutes of overtime, so it was a good one back in December.
I was saying a long time ago, too, by wrestling standards, all the way back in December.
So those two matches about to get underway here. As soon as the matches get set, likely see Dolanche before McClure. Right now for the Washington Green County wrestlers, we have one wrestler going for first and second. That's Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. We have one wrestler going for seventh and eighth. That's Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. And the rest, we don't know.
That's what tomorrow morning's for, Greg.
That's right. If we get two wins here with McClure and Dolanche, then we'll have 10 wrestlers going in that 9:30 round. So
busy morning.
To decide third, whether they'll wrestle for third or for fifth. And then we'll have 11 wrestlers wrestling in that 11:30 round. It's for placement of third, fifth, and seventh place.
And McClure still waiting. He was originally scheduled to be on mat four, but a stretcher emergency forced a few matches, including his, off of that match. And he's been waiting around truly all day and just extended that wait a little bit longer.
And what's crazy enough is the wrestling on mat four now is at 145. He would have been wrestling right now had they just left him on that mat. So
I feel like that's how it always works, right? That's how it.
So he'll be on mat four, and or excuse me, on mat three rather, and Dolanche will be on mat five. So right beside each other. Both matches are in the third period.
Yeah, we have almost a fall over on mat five. Not quite there yet, but awfully close. And mat three, a pretty high-scoring affair, but as you mentioned, both in the third period, most importantly. Honestly, the match over on five, and there's the fall finally. I feel like that's been
long time coming. Actually, as the wrestler who was down 11-3, I think you got the fall. So
Schwauer, Raylan Schwauer of Owen J. Roberts.
And she,
you're right. I think she was the one. She's the one who lost. You're right. She was up winning. Carissa. Honestly, Springer, I think, might have been her last name. The winner there. But finally allows us to get to the match we've been waiting for. Abigail Dolanche now coming onto the mat to face Madison Miller.
So underway on the girls' side at 142 pounds. Shot in by Miller. Dolanche trying to spin around behind, but unable to do so, and now Miller up to her feet. Front headlock here for Dolanche. Now Miller just able to pop her head. Wrist control right now for Miller, now going heavy on the head. Going underneath is Dolanche trying to grab at a leg. Now Miller wants to try to spin around behind. Has that ankle of Dolanche. Dolanche is trying to hold on to that elbow. Final seconds of the first period. And unable to score is Miller, so it's going to be scoreless at the end of one.
And finally, on mat three, about to get underway, Drake McClure of Bentworth finally hits the mat. Keegan Oler of Cathedral Prep, his opponent. Oler comes in with a 43-6 record. McClure comes in with a 43-7 record.
Miller on the bottom to begin the second period, tries to grab ahead of Dolanche and wanted to throw her to her back, but now Dolanche able to maintain control.
Underway is McClure, tied up. McClure looking for sort of a head almost had Oler caught, but instead will kind of go into a standing front headlock. And they'll go out of bounds. Back they go to the center, just 22 seconds in.
Miller able to turn and face Dolanche and up to her feet. So Miller takes a 1-0 lead.
McClure almost able to hip Oler over. Instead, Oler now in on the right leg of McClure, trying to get behind with that leg of his. Instead, we're going to get a potentially dangerous, and they'll reset.
Miller with a snap down on Dolanche and spins behind. She's now up 4-0. 50 seconds to go in the second period with Miller riding.
McClure using an underhook on his left arm to try and set up a shot. Almost sort of a, wouldn't say a duck under, but instead they will go to the boundary and they will run out of time. First period comes to a close, no score. Keegan Oler and Drake McClure.
Down to 25 seconds left, second period. Dolanche of Avella trailing 4-0. Wrestling on the bottom. Trying to get up to her feet, and looks like we'll get a stalemate here. Her headgear came off for Dolanche with 15 seconds left.
McClure starting on top. Tried for a quick tilt. Has his left leg, it looks like, being held onto by Oler up near his face. So McClure a little hips down on the mat and has that left leg being held up right now by Oler, and officials will finally blow it dead. 1:28 remaining second period again. So no score. McClure riding on top to begin.
Final seconds coming off in the second period. Dolan's trying to turn in to face Miller, but Miller will ride for the balance of the second and lead Dolanche 4-0 after two, and Dolanche is going to go neutral for the third period.
McClure had both boots in there, but Oler able to sort of dead leg them out. Tries a quick little switch, and McClure still able to hang on. Another sit out there. Again, rolls through it as McClure still has that left leg laced in. 50 seconds remaining, second period now. Sideways on Oler. Oler nearing those that back, the shoulder blades exposed, but instead McClure continues the ride, has the hand up through between the legs, and trying to tilt, roll through and tilt. McClure going to have at least one swipe there, looking for multiple swipes, unable to do it, now loses his leg, and now Oler trying to come out the backside.
Dolanche a takedown, and now she's got a cradle locked in on Miller. 4-3 with the takedown. About a minute to go in this third period. Cradle locked in for Dolanche. She's got her four near fall points.
Hold it there, she can.
Yeah, stay in that position as long as possible.
Yeah, got the lead back, and
she's close to the fall.
Yeah, she's got that locked up pretty well with that near leg.
And it looks like we're going to get a stoppage due to blood. Five near fall points, or actually called injury time. So five near fall points for Dolanche. And that should make it 8-4 with 38 seconds to go in the third.
Yeah, huge 8-point swing. Meanwhile, 133 pounds, Drake McClure will ride for the entirety of the second period over Keegan Oler. He is still tied 0-0, and now he changes that with an escape to begin the third period. So Drake McClure now leads 1-0 early in the third period as they wrestle in the neutral. Oler in on a shot on the right leg of McClure, trying to spin himself to the back. McClure stuck there for a second on his back, able to roll off it. Now just trying to work the whizzer as Oler continuing to hold on to that left leg, although McClure almost able to clear it. Now has Oler in a little bit of a front headlock. We're going to get a stalemate. 1:21 remaining. Drake McClure leading 1-0. They'll restart in neutral and immediately tie up.
Still taking a look at Miller, who called for injury time while in that cradle position. Now she's going to come up to her feet.
McClure tries to shrug Oler by with an underhook of the left arm. or his left arm, I should say, Oler's right arm. They'll go out of bounds. 53 seconds remain. McClure leads 1-0.
About to get back underway are Dolanch and Miller. 38 seconds remain. 8-4 Dolanch out in front, riding with this lead. She was down 4-0 after two periods.
Yeah, excellent work there to combo it and then ultimately get those near fall points.
Yeah, she got the takedown, and for a moment I thought, why not just let her back up? But instead she saw the opportunity to get that cradle locked in, and it was huge for her as he escaped from Miller. 15 seconds left.
Oler was in on a double, but McClure quickly figure fours ahead, and we're going to get a stalemate. They're back restarted. Under 30 seconds of glow, McClure continuing to hold on into a front headlock, breaks him down.
Dolanch will hold on to win 8-5, and will advance to the consolation round tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Just 17 seconds remaining. McClure still leading 1-0. I have not seen a stalling warning, but and there's the stalling warning. I spoke it into existence. Now under 10 seconds to go. Oler shot blocked by McClure. McClure tied up. Oh, a quick little sweeping leg. Did Oler get the takedown with just seconds remaining? Did he run out of time?
Goodness.
That was right at zero.
The referee's shaking his head, not even have a conversation about it. Boy, to give up a match that late.
Is that C.J. Wansettler as their coach? That's what it looks like, but Benmore's coach over, and yeah, that was close, Greg. I'm not sure. I thought the call was a second late, to be honest with you. I thought McClure was able to get through it.
I mean, he was afraid to get that stall call, I think was the biggest thing, so he stayed in there. Oler got in on the leg.
And they're going to give Oler the win there. 3-1. Really tough break for McClure as he wrestled hard for 5:59. Certainly no hard feelings against Keegan Oler, but I think they might have a beef with the official there as a takedown, and literally the last second of that match is going to be the difference as Oler wins 3-1.
So 12 total wrestlers getting a medal from Washington Green County. We know three of them will wrestle. Marley Solomon will wrestle for first and second coming up at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Drake McClure of Bentworth, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, they will wrestle for 7th and 8th at 11:30. The remaining nine wrestlers will wrestle at 9:30 to see if they win and wrestle for a potential for third or lose and wrestle for a potential for fifth. That includes Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, Nick McGarity of Peters Township, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Elena Ashby of Trinity, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. So that does it for our coverage here today from the Giant Center in Hershey. And we'll be back tomorrow morning for more wrestling action. First, want to thank all the sponsors who make it possible for us to be here at Hershey to bring you this wrestling coverage. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street, Washington, or Main Street, Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Saras Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matuzic. Warchel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. And Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. So Greg and I will be back here tomorrow at 9:30. We'll be on the air just a little bit beforehand to set the stage. And again, it's a big round for Washington Greene County wrestlers as nine wrestlers will take to the mats at that 9:30 round to see if they can win one more match to have the potential to finish as high as third place. So make sure you tune in with us tomorrow. But want to thank everyone who has helped us out today. Jake down back at the studio in Washington. Jason Tennant, who was kind enough to join us, or kind enough to start us off here for the wrestling action today. And from a broadcast partner, Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock. We say so long, and we'll see you tomorrow here from the Giant Center and Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.